Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lottery 333. I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory and for the Bride of Christ to share the dreams, the words, the messages, and the warnings that I have been given. On April 1st, 2023, while praying, I received a very disturbing message from the Lord, and I have not brought it forth until I got some confirmations in my spirit to bring it to you. And today is the day, so I'm going to bring it to you. I'm going to go ahead and read it, and please hang in there till it's a short message. Hang in there to the end because I wanted to explain a little bit what I feel the Lord was showing me through Scripture. All right, first I heard this. I can't remember if I heard this at the end of the message or at the beginning of the message, but I heard Last Straw for America. Then I heard Great Sorrow. And then here's the message. The floodgate has been opened for persecution. There was no one fighting for truth or justice in the land. And then I heard cowards, and I heard cower. The shepherds have gone astray. They have led people astray. No one will stand up for righteousness. Therefore, judgment comes. Judgment comes, and then I come. There will be no more chances to get it right. Judgment, persecution, and final redemption and final damnation are all coming. The end of the end. Soon it will be finally over. The last match, the final rodeo. And then I heard, do not grieve for me, but grieve for all those who are following the father of lies. Their very souls hang in the balance. There's little time left to pray for their souls, for there will be a few that will turn to me. All is lost except for one hope left in the world, and that is my salvation. Grab a hold of it and do not let it go. Then I heard, there is a shining light in the darkness. Oh, before I read that, I want to say at this point, I saw a mountain, a huge mountain, and I heard in my spirit, mountain of God, mountain of God. Okay, then I heard this. There is a shining light in the darkness, a light set upon a hill that no one can extinguish. It is the eternal light of God. Though many are now trying to extinguish the light, let me say that again. Though many are now trying to extinguish the light, they cannot, for it is beyond their reach and beyond their control. When the light shines upon them, they will shriek in pain because their deeds will be exposed. And that was the end of the message that I heard. So I want to explain something about what the Lord was showing me. Two things in this message. One was persecution, and the other was about false pastors and prophets and teachers. If we look in Matthew 24, 5 through 7, it talks about the beginning of sorrows. And I believe that we are in the beginning of sorrows right now, brothers and sisters. That's what I personally believe. That's just an opinion of mine. It says in verse 5, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars, rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So I believe that that's what we're seeing. And if you look in Revelation 6, you're going to see some of these things matching up. And then it says this, the next verse, in verse 9, it says this. This is after the beginning of sorrow. So then we see something happening. We see a shift. And we go from the beginning of sorrows, and it says this. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And these are the believers of the Lord Jesus. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. So there is this transition between the beginning of sorrows, and then things are going to get worse. We're going to see the persecutions happen. We're going to see lawlessness and violence. And we're going to see many false teachers and prophets, those claiming to know God, deceiving many. So this is where we are headed, brothers and sisters. I also want to read to you Jeremiah 23, because the Lord led me to there to bring this to you. Because we're seeing these things happen right now, the Lord still said that He is the shining light, the eternal light on the mountain of God. And we need to continue to look up to Him and not lose hope. We are not a people of hopelessness. We are a people of hope because we believe in the Lord Jesus, and He is our strength, and He is our help, and He is our deliverer. So let's continue to remember that during these times. All right, so we see that the beginning of sorrows, what's happening with the beginning of sorrows, we see that the beginning of sorrows then turns into these persecutions that are coming. It turns into false prophets. It turns to lawlessness. It turns to people being deceived. And if you notice that it said twice about people being deceived in Matthew 24, and this is a warning for the body of Christ, that it is going to be very easy to be deceived by people who are coming as sheep, but they are actually wolves. And we're going to see an increase in this. This is happening already in the churches. It's happening even in our families. You need to have discernment and ask the Holy Spirit to help you hear from Him so you will not be deceived. In Jeremiah 23:1, it talks about these false shepherds, these false pastors, these false teachers that are leading people astray. And I'm going to end with this. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus the Lord God of Israel Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, against the shepherds who feed my sheep. You have scattered my flock, driven them away, and not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for the evil of your doings, says the Lord. But I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them and bring them back to their folds, and they will be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking. Well, brothers and sisters, the Lord is taking care of His people. Even though we are now seeing that the churches and there's many, many corrupt shepherds who are actually wolves in sheep's clothing, the Lord is going to still raise up for us those people, those shepherds who will help speak to us and lead and guide us. The Lord will use His people to do that. He will take care of His own. He will take care of those who are seeking Him and are humbling themselves before Him with a contrite heart. So do not be dismayed. Remember that the joy of the Lord is our strength.